is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Very important issue that I believe we need to analyze, look at, scrutinize, and recognize what God is doing. And I go back to the fact that I believe that God has divinely intervened once again. He's given us President Donald J. Trump as the 47th president. He has protected him from at least 3 attempted assassinations that he might be alive and well today. Even President Trump himself says that God saved his life for him to protect the American people. And that's a pretty powerful statement. I believe it goes back in measure, very much like in the book of Esther, I believe in the 4th chapter, where Esther said that perhaps God has brought her for a time like this. I believe that's what God has done with President Donald J. Trump. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the big lies that are being uncovered. Mega major lies. For example, one of those big lies that's being uncovered is the fact that the political prisoners are called the J6 prisoners. They've been, not necessarily totally exonerated. They've been totally released, and many of them had never been tried for 4 years in political prisons, then transported. By the way, most are not aware of this. When President Trump was elected, all of a sudden, the prison system started transporting those J6 prisoners, dispersing them to prisons across America. One was released, for example, in Oklahoma. He had no ID, no driver's license, not a dime in his pocket, no telephone, released on the streets. He didn't even have a way to get to where he needed to go to get help, food, clothing, or shelter. That was a mistreatment, and it was purposely done. And much of that, ladies and gentlemen, was taking place in the prisons that they were in. Mistreatment because they were viewed by the prison keepers that they were bad, bad, bad people. When the hoax that took place, President Trump had made campaign promises that if he was elected, he would correct. And he's done that. There's a goal of correcting after uncovering the lie about COVID, the COVID jabs. There's an attempt across America today to uncover even further the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson lies about their vaccinations. I'm looking at a headline. Again, it goes back to the Kansas Attorney General suing Pfizer COVID over COVID vaccine. Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing the healthcare and pharmaceutical company Pfizer. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. With the immunity laws that was prevalent under the days of COVID, the immunity laws, and I believe it was 26 or 29 states, and you could be harmed, hurt, or killed as a result of the COVID vaccine or the COVID protocol or the medical associations that you were in or being treated by, and you had no recourse. under the immunity laws, you cannot file suit against COVID. You cannot file suit against the doctors, hospitals, or anything of that nature, simply because of the immunity laws. But as the Attorney General for the state of Kansas says, oh, yes, but the states in America are not restrained by any immunity law, that the states cannot file suit. So state after state after state, in fact, I believe there's 8 or 9 of the states that's joined with Kansas in filing suit against Pfizer Pharmaceutical. This article goes on to say they're alleging that Pfizer misled Kansas about the risk associated with the vaccine, including to pregnant women and for the heart diseases. The complaint also alleges Pfizer declined to participate in the federal government's vaccine development program known as Operation Warp Speed to avoid government oversight. Cases of myocarditis of COVID-19 vaccinations are considered rare by the CDC, yet that is the inflammatory disease of the heart caused by the body's immune system in response to infection or some other trigger devices. Symptoms include chest pain, shortness of breath, feeling or the pounding or the fast beating of the heart, and it goes on and on and on with the side effects of the COVID vaccination that was not told to the public, not revealed into the documentation that COVID drug manufacturers, Pfizer. Another headline, lawsuit alleges Pfizer deceived and censored Americans over the COVID vaccine. This is one now where Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against Pfizer, saying that the company misrepresented the effectiveness of the vaccine and engaged in a campaign to censor any truth from its critics. Goes on to say, the lawsuit claims that Pfizer deceived the public about the vaccine's efficacy and coerced social media platforms to silence critics, aiming to drive widespread adoption and expand commercial opportunities. The lawsuit alleges Pfizer deceived the public by claiming that the vaccine was 95% effective. Pfizer then coerced social media platforms to silence any truth tellers and engaged in a censorship campaign to suppress content that would negatively impact any of the Pfizer sales. And I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I personally rejoice in the realization and the recognition that the COVID lie is now being uncovered and the truth is being revealed. We've been deceived. We've been lied to. We were lied about the so-called research. We were lied about the source of the COVID virus. We were lied to by Dr. Fauci about what he was doing and could do, and about his involvement in the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson Moderna vaccines. He was called Mr. Science. I believe he's a mass murderer. I believe he needs to be caught, tried, and convicted and publicly executed, my opinion, for mass murder. That's exactly what Sir Anthony Fauci is guilty of. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over to question or comment, please.
Hey, Doctor. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I do believe, as you've stated there, that the pharmaceutical companies are culpable for their actions there. I'd also like to add that the United States government, the administration that followed after Trump, which was Biden, they colluded with the pharmaceutical companies as well. One of Biden's first public speeches was, I am sick and tired. You will get the vaccine. The government was also had ex-FBI agents and CIA agents working with Twitter, which was owned by, I think, Jack Dorsey at that time. They were actively going after any post on Twitter that questioned the efficacy. Also, Mark Zuckerberg himself has admitted publicly that Facebook was doing censorship of any type of negative advertisement towards the pharmaceutical companies when it came to COVID. So it was an act that was enabled by the government and the pharmaceutical companies as well. And also, don't forget the emergency use authorization there clears them of quite a bit of liability on the federal level for this vaccine, too. And if I have not seen that emergency use authorization. I don't know that. I don't think it's been revoked. I think it's still in force. And I know that every Freedom of Information Act that is filed for the actual ingredients, the tests, the process there has been stonewalled through litigation. I think they originally had it for, 75 years they couldn't release that? And I think they've released quite a bit of it, but there's so much information.
Well, they were claiming they could not do it for 6. They said it would take 75 years, but because of lawsuits and the court's administrative decision, they cannot do that. They've got to release it, I believe, within 18 months or something like that. And they were claiming that it's going to be difficult because there's hundreds of thousands of pages. But I'm looking at by the way, Biden, one of his, and it's been low profile, very little said about it, one of Biden's final executive orders before leaving office was to extend the immunity for Pfizer and others up through 2029. Now, the question is, if they're not guilty of lying, if they're not guilty of mass genocide, if they're not guilty of covering the truth of their ineffectiveness of the vaccine and its death jab, why would Biden himself want to cover them through 2029? I think it goes back to pharmaceutical payoffs, pharmaceutical graft that went in the hands of multitudes of the political leaders. In fact, looking at the headline, feds try and fail to get lawsuit over mandated COVID shots dismissed. A federal district court has rejected any attempt by the federal government to get rid of the still remaining lawsuits over its incredible rights abuses imposed by COVID-19 shot mandates it adopted during the pandemic. Officials at the First Liberty Institute confirm that a district court's decision went against the government for a team of U.S. Navy SEALs who charged that the military violated their rights imposing its mandate. The government had argued, since the mandates have since been dropped, the case no longer is valid. The Texas court ruling disagreed, because it found that the Navy's religious accommodation process has not been altered since it was used to punish the sailors who refused the COVID-19 shots. The court order said that the case, a class action claim initially brought by the several Navy SEALs and other Naval Special Warfare personnel against the Navy, must continue, end quote. So, Jim, what I'm seeing that I rejoice over is the fact that slowly but surely, we're witnessing the, if you please, the covers coming off, and the truth about the lie of the COVID source, the COVID research, research that took place in America, transferred to Wuhan, China, at the behest of Sir Anthony Fauci, that Fauci knew it, Fauci was involved in it, Fauci authorized it, and then with the government's involvement of allowing Pfizer to lie about its efficacy, hiding the documents, refusing to release them, all of this now is coming to a head. And I'm so thankful for that taking place. Millions have died from COVID. Millions of others have died from the COVID vaccination. Millions have been sterilized and some critical harm done to them physically. Most of those that took the COVID vaccination will be beholding to the big pharma for the rest of their lives for medications to keep them alive as a result of it. And that sounds harsh, but that's the fact of it. So, Jim, do you believe that Trump should pull the covers completely back and let the world see the government's involvement and the government's, how would you say, censoring the truth that many doctors, many real scientists tried to reveal? What are your thoughts about where we're going with this?
Oh, I think transparency and exposure should be done. The part that is going to be difficult, I've heard this often before, there, fooling a man is pretty easy, but convincing him he's been fooled is darn right impossible. So those that are on that bandwagon, they're going to be very difficult to sway them that they may have harmed themselves. and they might just do that out of just pure fear. You know, I don't feel sick, but, you know, the consequences, or they have health issues and they might attribute it to something other than reactions to the vaccine. And I hate to say this, but my sister is one of those that believed in it, and she has serious health consequences, but she won't consider the possibility that it might have been contributed from the vaccine and the boosters. So
it's a sad thing to watch. Exactly. It's a sad thing to watch. We got people today that are the deniers that, you know, my heart attack was not because of that COVID vaccine. Whatever the disease, the ailment, the sickness may be, it certainly could not have been because the government said that it was all right. The government said that we need to take the vaccination. So I follow what the government says, so I must be okay. That's the mindset today. You're exactly right. It's sad to see a person that's so blinded that they're denying that. And for the whole host of those that may be listening, perhaps you took that vaccination. Perhaps you took it believing that it could be done, that it could be needful and necessary and beneficial, efficacious. This is not holding you responsible for saying you're a bad person. I'm saying that we need to recognize, and Jim, just as a physician friend of mine said recently, he said it would take 3 to 10 years before the total facts and the truth of the lie of COVID, the COVID vaccination, is fully revealed. And we're witnessing now about the halfway point of that. We're witnessing about the fourth year in that cycle, and I believe we're seeing more and more and more of the truth coming out. And it's my prayer that we'll see those that will join in class action suits across America about bad drug remdesivir and about being deceived and lied to and without giving total information. We're in a society today that if you want to put a jab in my arm, you've got to tell me all of the facts about that jab, what it can do, can't do, and the potential harm. That was not followed. That protocol was not followed for those that took the COVID jab in most cases. All they knew, they had been told, it is safe and effective, and both of those statements were factually lies. So, Jim, it deserves our prayer and our praise of realizing that we have a new sheriff in town that's going to uncover a lot of these things, just as the J6 and just as he's ripped the security clearance from 51 lying security people that said that the fact of Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. So I'm thankful to see new sheriff in town. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you for your spot on with your insight. God bless you. I believe we have Ann on the line. Ann, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, another angle to this clot shot. I read an article last night that sent absolute chills through me. It says they're calling it turbo cancer. And if I can read just a little bit, it's an oncologist. And he said, I've never seen cancers behaving like this. So strange that they've given it a new name, turbo cancer. How terrible is that? The name is exactly what it sounds like. Cancer is so extreme and so aggressive that you're often dead within months, unlike anything doctors have seen before in their careers. Now, gee, I wonder what could have caused that. Did we embark on any massive exploratory drug, new drug or inoculation recently with no prior safety testing? Anything like that come to mind? Crimes against humanity. It goes on, Dr. Youngblood, to talk about nurses and doctors and people who were forced to take this shot coming down with cancers and dying sometimes within a month. And they say if they've had two of the shots and then they take a third booster, that it's even more aggressive. So this really needs to be investigated. And I've lost a mother and a brother-in-law to this virus and the protocols that they took at the various hospitals. My mother went in with pneumonia, wasn't treated for that, was just given one treatment that they thought would fit one shoe that fits all, and she didn't come out. And so I'm very upset about this whole thing.
Well, I'm upset. I'm still very, if I can be very, very blunt, I'm still upset. I'm still very angry as to what has taken place. We lost a son as a result of the deceptive CDC protocol practices for treatment while he was in a Virginia hospital being tortured to death for 71 days. So I'm with you. I'm looking at a headline in. Says cancer is erupting in ways never before seen in America following the COVID shots. It goes on to talk about it's that cancers are occurring in excess. Dr. Harvard Reich explained in a report to Epoch Times. He's professor emeritus of epidemiology in the Department of Public Health at Yale University, Yale School of Public Health, and Yale School of Medicine. By the way, that same doctor, Dr. Harvey Reich, in March 2021, if my memory is correct, said that the COVID pathogen was for mass genocide, and he had evidence of that in research labs. 2 weeks later, Yale University fired him as a result of his speaking the truth about what was taking place. So we still have mega layers that need to come uncovered. And one of the things that I rejoice over is remdesivir, which was a drug that attacks the lungs, hearts, and the liver, is the key protocol that CDC allowed doctors to use and pushed doctors to use, paid doctors upcharges to use that. And now there's bad drug suits, class action suits, taking place out of California, North Carolina, Texas, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm waiting and watching, seeing those progress, because I would love to see enough people that's had loved ones that were lost as a result of the CDC protocol to join in class action suits of that nature. So I'm thankful to see some of this being uncovered enough that you have some wise and yet wisdom that's being given to some attorneys that will attack that will hopefully give redress for people like you and me and others in America that's concerned about it. And keep praying, keep looking up. I believe God's going to uncover it, open the door wide for there to be some redress on a national public level of what has taken place with this COVID lie. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, and thank you, everybody, for keep speaking about the truth of this whole situation. I was a registered nurse before COVID-19, and my husband is an engineer, super smart, and he was at a super intelligent gathering from people around the world in 2021. Shortly thereafter, it was January of 2021, shortly thereafter, the end of January, he got so incredibly sick. I mean, so incredibly sick. It was something out of this world that I had never seen. And, of course, we weren't even told about COVID then. But I was like, this is something out of this world. And we had a trip planned down in the Keys with a family from California. We were all in the same van. And I knew that I wasn't leaving my husband behind, and I just expected him to regroup fast. Well, he didn't. But we warded him off. I put a sheet. He laid in the back seat of the van. Nobody could touch him. I sprayed, antibiotic. He did not recover, Dr. Youngblood, for over 3 days. I thought he was in a coma. I kept checking his breathing and I am positive that he had COVID then. We've taken him to the doctor, and the doctors said at that time, well, he doesn't have the titer for it. Well, a lot of people didn't have the titer for it. It wasn't like chicken pox. So that is negated now. And since then, he has lupus. He is not even 50 years old yet. And just Saturday, he was doing basic yard work, which caused him to be so sick yesterday, or on Sunday, his lungs started to feel like they were burning again. And then we took him to the urgent care last night because it wouldn't go away. So this is an absolute disgusting misappropriation of human knowledge at the detriment of human beings. And every doctor, every nurse that took that oath to first do no harm and have done harm should be held accountable. It's just like that movie, A Few Good Men. Those men still, even though they were following orders, were responsible for the death of that person that they hazed because they followed orders they knew in their heart were not right. And so we, as the American people, need to keep standing up for what is right, keep pressing in, pressing forward, and not, and holding these people accountable, or their souls most likely will never go into heaven, because without repentance, we don't get there, right?
Absolutely. And Lisa, one of the things that I can jump in, we need to pray that God will intervene and allow Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. to become the head of our public health agency in America. Now, I disagree with a whole lot of Kennedy's political views. For example, Kennedy embraces abortion. It's okay. I'm against that, but I'm for what he will do as far as pulling the covers back and revealing what has taken place. In fact, he's against, and I'm in his corner, he's against the networks, television networks, are controlled by Big Pharma, because if you turn on your television, you can roll the dial wherever you want to, and 90% of the ads are Big Pharma ads. Big Pharma controls the television networks as to what they can say, what they can present, and the facts that they can give, because they get mega billions of dollars in revenue, ad revenues, from Big Pharma. And so Kennedy's going to stop that. He's already said that that's an egregious thing, that it ought not to be. You ought not to go into your doctor and say, well, I watched on television, and that ad says that I need to ask you, is so-and-so pharmaceutical good for me? That's egregious. Right. And I'm looking at a headline here, Lisa. It says, CDC cannot substantiate COVID vaccine ingredients. CDC, FDA forced to turn over Pfizer data. The COVID-19 treatments are universally beneficial without providing supporting data, they claim, and the effectiveness without having to prove it. The Centers for Disease and Prevention, which similarly claims COVID vaccines are safer than infectious for other populations, have now been caught empty-handed when asked to give the data that supports their claim. They don't have the data. It was all fictitious, phony, fabricated lie in order to market their pharmaceutical death jabs. And so it deserves our prayer and recognition that we have a new sheriff in town, and it's my prayer to see this uncovered. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead, quickly.
Real quick, we must remember, we'd be wise to remember, that by and large, pharmaceutical companies do not test on animals anymore. They test on human beings.
Yes,
because it's too cruel
absolutely.
To
they
do
don't
it on
they don't. And Pfizer does not show the number of deaths. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face